time to give blessings away. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. It's time to give blessings away. All of us have a life full of blessings. We have a body full of blessings. We have experiences in our life that are blessings. We have beautiful homes, whatever the home may be, filled with blessings. We have friends who are blessings to us that are beyond imagination. We have family, indeed, who are blessings to us beyond imagination. We have everything in our life which is a blessing to us, and it's time now to give our blessings away. Now, the first thing that's important to recognize in this sort of a statement is that when we give blessings away, what we are doing is we are making room for more. Every time we give a blessing away, we're making room for more blessings to be in our life and for us to experience in all of the glorious, wonderful ways that blessings can be experienced. It's time for us to give blessings away. This morning I had a lovely email from my nephew, Timmy, in Wilmington, Delaware. And Timmy is not a tremendously outgoing person. He's rather reclusive. And he's a fine father of two children and husband of a fine wife. They're successful in their business. And they have all of the things that make life a great joy. But this morning, Tim sent a little email. And it was an email that I had seen many times before, but it never fails to make me think very seriously about the values of life. And the email is called The Bell. And it's about two horses that are out in the field. And these horses are just pleasantly living there. And one day, he went by the field and he saw the two horses, and one had a bell that he heard from a distance. And he noticed that the other horse, without the bell, was blind and should have been put down long ago according to horse tradition. But the farmer chose to have the horse live a long, happy life and have the young horse, the one with the bell, lead the older horse around so that the horse would be able to know where to go and what to do and where to be happy. Well, wherever the horse with the bell went, the other one followed, knowing that it was a secure place to be. And when the horse went back to the barn in the evening, the bell would tinkle and the other horse would follow, going home safely for an evening in the barn. How many of us are like that horse with the bell, or how many of us are like the blind horse? We are like the horse with the bell, and we're always giving away our love. Now, the horse with the bell was continuously looking back to see that the other horse was in hearing distance and could come when it wanted to, and did not have to come if it were found a good patch of grass to chew on. But it was always giving of itself. And perhaps that's the most notable thing of its life, was that it was wearing the bell to give to its blind brother. We too wear a bell. And sometimes we silence that bell because we don't want people to know that we're doing nice things or that we are who we are. But it's time that we start giving our blessings away. It's time that we start emptying that unconditional love within us and making room for new flavors, if you will, of unconditional love and happiness in our heart. I had a dream last night. It was a very fascinating dream. And in the dream, I was my usual competent, capable, magical self. And I was visiting my sister. How about that? I was visiting my sister in Wilmington, Delaware. And she was driving me up a hill, And the hill had two very sharp steps on it. But the steps were somehow necessary to get to the top, because the hill was generally icy and so forth. But her car was having a little difficulty getting over those bumps. And so, I, in my mystical attitude, I said, I said it to myself, we'll just float over, and they won't even realize that we float over. And whenever Marie comes to this bump, this obstruction in her life, she will just float over it, and she will not realize that she's floating over it. She'll just think that's the most natural thing in the world to do. And we floated over that bump. And then we were at her home, and we wanted to take some pictures. And we got the camera out, and the camera took the pictures. We took the pictures with the camera, and they were beautiful and glorious. And I was just giving, 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 and sharing, 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 and loving, loving, loving. And as I gave and shared and loved, miracles kept happening. I would think my thought, and it would instantly be manifest. I would think my thought about we were going out to dinner, that we would be already in the car, and it'd be fine. And then I thought, hey, if I can think my thought, and I can enjoy the result of thinking my thought, why not think my thought that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and that my body is whole and perfect? But no, that's not the first thought that came to my mind, interestingly. The first thought that came to my mind that was my brother-in-law, Bill. He's 85, and he's not feeling perfect. And so I said, Bill, to myself, you're whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function in your body is whole and perfect. You're just like you were at your peak, at your prime time. And your body is whole and perfect, and it lives in immortality. And instantly, that's the way he was. I thought, hey, what about my sister? And then I thought, hey, yeah, what about my son? And what about his wife? What about my wife? What about these people in my world? And then, what about the girls on campus? Ellen, Sylvia, and Ingeborg. Perfect right now. Living in their ideal spirit, mind, and body. Absolutely perfect. Ideal figures, ideal beings, ideal in every way. And they too, yes, they too think their thought, and it is instantly manifested in every beautiful way. And then I thought of the prayer healing ministry, where thousands of people write to us every day asking for prayer treatment, and we turn upon them and say, you are whole and perfect right now, and it is done. And each day, more call, and more write. And each day, more realize that they are whole and perfect. And I speak my word, and we all speak our word as practitioners of the truth. And I look at my house, and I say, hey, wouldn't it be nice to be able to have a light wherever I want it? And have a house that's wireless, but I'd have a lamp that's wireless, and I put that lamp wherever I want, and I have light there. And I don't have to have light everywhere. That is, it can be a charming, warm, comfortable, homey light. And I can do anything I want to do. And if I think, hey, I'm going to go out for the evening and I'm going to go in town to the show, so I'm wearing pleasant clothes. Zip, I'm in those pleasant clothes. Hey, I didn't take a shower first. Zip, I took a shower first. My body is clear and beautiful and wonderful. My eyes are absolutely perfect. The magnificent vision that can see everything and does see everything, because it sees with unlimited vision. My ears hear perfectly. My mouth speaks perfectly. Everything about me is perfect. Hey, that's all living in a dream state. Yes, that is living in a dream state. But that's the dream state that we are. We can live in this dream state and live in our ideal body, spirit, mind, and body right now, if that is our choice. We can live in our ideal body, spirit, mind, and body, if that is our choice, as I make this talk now on the internet. And it's a wonderful thing to do. It's a wonderful way to live. It's a wonderful life to give. We are the most beautiful beings in the world, and it's time to give our blessings away. And as we give our blessings away, wonderful things happen to us. Wonderful gifts come into our life. Wonderful things come into our experience that bless us beyond anything we could ever imagine. And the more we give away, the more we have. So, we will give more blessings and do more wonderful things as time goes on. And know that you are that wonderful blessing for yourself. Now, it's interesting that someone would ring the phone just as I'm in my talk here. And it's interesting that they would hang up and not continue to listen to me. And I find that fascinating. And you see, people want me, but they don't always want what I have to say. And when they don't want what I have to say, then they hang up. They fall asleep. They do these other things. And my goodness, time to give blessings away. I'm giving blessings away. Would you like to have these blessings in your life? Would you like to have them in your world? Well, accept them. Because I am only doing what the teachers and philosophers throughout the ages have done, to give away the secret of having the blessings be multiplied in our life. Name it and claim it. This is what Jesus taught. This is what all the philosophers taught. Name it and claim it. So today, name and claim who you are. And give your blessings away. Give them away in great profundity. Give them away in great joy and great enthusiasm. And as you give them away, wow, what a wonderful world you will have. What a wonderful world I have. Have a great world and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.